Ksubis Perek Yud Mishne Hei. Misha Yenosui Arba Noshim Vameis. This is a hemshich of the fellow who had several ksubis, and then there are multiple tvias of Dmei Ksuba on his estate. So here he had not three wives, he had four wives. But over here we're not talking about that he married, like we had in the previous Mishnah. All three of them have a shibud together. Over here we're talking about four women where he married one after another, and this Balei Chayv Kodemes. Each one has their time. Vameis, and then he died. So each one's shibud was chal. Horishoyne Kodemes. Lishniya. The first one, the shibud, comes before. That's always a klal by Balei Chayv. Shibud Kodemes comes before shibud shniya. And then, of course, Ushniya Lishlishis, Ushlishis Levius. Horishoyne Nishbas Lashniya. Here's the catch of the Mishnah. The first one, who's coming to collect her ksuba, has to make a shvua to the second wife who never collected anything. This is the shvua that's mavur in Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin, that where a woman is collecting her ksuba minachosim mishubadim, since she's taking away from lekuchos, the din is that she has to collect the shvua. Somebody who's being goyver from the chosim mishubadim, being goyver from Yorushim, from Lekuchos, or Shaloi Befon of the Halachas, you have to be Goyva with the Shavuos HaNoitel and Shavuos HaMishnah, like we had in the end of the last parak. So over here, who's considered the Lekuchos? The Shnia, even though the Shnia never owned the husband's property. Filahochi, we see her as having an existing Shibud. It's considered she has a Schus. If she has a Schus, the first one can't be Moitzi Momen. She's chepering with her unless she's Moitzi with a Shavuos. The Rav points out, it comes from Rashi, that Be'etzem, it's not enough that we know that HaTevas HaRishonah is being given for money that would otherwise benefit the second one. It's not enough. It's the Sheni has to be Tever, the first one, Tishovali, that you didn't get paid part of your Ksuba, because with that you're taking away from my ability to collect the Ksuba. So the Halach is, that's when there's a Chiyav Shvur. Now, if that's true that the Rishonah is a Nitva by the Shnia, so then the Shnia is a nitva by the Shlishis, and the Shlishis is a nitva to the Revias. Now what it sounds like is that the Rishonah is only a nitvas to be mechuyev shvua to the Shnia, not that the Rishonah can be to the Shlishis. What's the difference? Make a cheshbon. We know how much this guy left over. We know that by the Rishonah collecting her choiv, mukdemes, l'choira, the Shnia and the Shlishis and the Revias are not going to get paid anything, or they're going to get paid much less. But the Ksuba, why shouldn't the Shlishis be able to not be able to be tever the Rishonah to a Shvur? That's a major kasha. And that the Gemara says that it doesn't mean that the third one doesn't have a kerech to be tever the first one for Ksuba. What it means is, if that the Rishonah, the one who's being goyva first, is being nishba klapi the tvias hasheni, that Shvur will suffice for the Shlishis. There's no reason to make a Shvur to each person. Shvur echot Shvur lemeya, the Gemara says. So well, that's why the din is that the Rishonah is only to the Shnia to the Shlishis levis. Voraviz, she's not getting in anybody's way. Therefore, Nifras, Shaloi, Bishvur. Bananas, I mean, bananas comes with a taina. That if you're talking about Shvuas already, each of the women that are Goyva Ksuba from the Yorshim also owe a Shvur not just to each other because of infringing on the other's rights as a Lekuach, but also to the Yisoimim. Where the Chacham hold? Well, we learned already that somebody who collects from Yisoimim has to collect with the Shvua. The Chachomim, the Gemara explains, the Gemara's with Kimta over here, to explain the Chachomim, that they hold that the din of Nifras that you have to collect with the Shvua is only from Yisoimim Ketan, not from Yisoimim Gedolim. Benanis is the one who's Mechadish, that as a standard being Goyva from an estate, from Yoshim, you always have to make a Shvua, and that's what he says. He says it Bestomis, even though it's not, it is. The Mishnah is Soisim over here that we're talking about Yisoyim Gedelim, Yisoyim Gitanim. But Vidish Vidish Zechiv Shua, that's Taka the Halacha. Hoye Yoitzis Kulam B'yayim Echad. All the Shtoris were Yoitzis B'yayim Echad. We already pointed this out when we were talking about three Ksubois that are all Mechuyiv B'yayim Echad. Even though L'chayre, he signed one an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours before the other one, but they're all signed on one day. So the Shibur is Chal in the, if they all have the same date, the The Mishnah says that whoever is before the other one, even by an hour, the halacha is she has a shibud mukdemes. In Yerushalayim, they used to write into shtaris the hour that the shtar was written, in order to prevent a shibud koydemes on somebody who was just before somebody who was simultaneous with somebody else, or you could have somebody who's later than somebody else, but the other person is grabbing first, and we wanted the shibud koydemes. The shibud koydemes should be the one to collect first. So we break it down, afilu shor achas, to another hour. Also, we write in shoris. However, vayikulin yoytzis b'shor achas, if all the shtaris were yoytzis b'shor achas, they all have the same hour. Ve'en sham el amona, so then cholkes b'shovel. This din is a mishnah sheni tzvicha, the mefarsh ma'matmir, teis yomtiv, v'lechesh loymoi, that the din that where three have exactly the same shibud, that one mona is choluk b'shove, was said before. The Mishnah over here is only adding the halacha of ksivas shtaris b'shois. Now, we'll just add one more point, which is not really over here in the sugya, and that is, why taka, if three women have the same date on a shtar, do they collect together? Like we said, l'chora, one of them got married an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours before. Why do we say that they're all the same? The pashtus is that they're not all the same. Really, the shibud mukdemes is the shibud mukdemes. Nor vos, there's no way to prove it. So they could argue who got married first. There's no bechira and there's no tzeira over here. So you have three women. Each claims they got married first. They have a shtar with the same date. Maybe she was first. Maybe she was first. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that it's possible to say not that way. That heyois shibud is created by a shtar. So, Mamela, the dating of the shtar is in and of itself the kinyan on the shibud. And if they have the same shtar, even though one was written before the other, if they have the same date, then actuality is that they're meshubah together. The Gemara says this in a little bit of a stronger way. The Gemara says, according to some shittas, Eidav b'chasum of zochen loy. The Eidim that sign on the shtar, they create the shibud. So, even though one practically signed before the other, one shtar was signed before the other, lemaisa, since each one was dated the same day as the other one, that itself would render them all as havel simultaneously shibudim, and you could only be gaver together. Mishnah Vov is the last Mishnah over here on the inyonim of shibudim. Misha inosi shtei noshim umocha sadeo v'kosfer rishoyna lelekech dinu dvarm en li'imok. Somebody was married to two women. He sold the field. Obviously, the field is meshubit to his ksuba, his two ksubas. The first wife wrote to the lekeach. We've had different variations where a person could be misalik himself, could be mevatar on a schus that he has, a husband to a wife, in nichse ishtoi, or we just had in the previous mishnayis where different balichovs can be mevatar each other. Over here, we have a case where one of the women who's owed money is mevatar to the lekeach. He says, I'm a salik myself in Meshibut. So, the second one who was never Mevater has a schus. Hashni moitzia malekeach. The second one is moitzi from the lekeach. Why not? L'chay, that's a double pashut. L'chay, the story ends there. No. The Mishnah says, after the shniya was moitzi from the lekeach, remember that the first one has a shibud on the field. She was just Mevater on this field, legabi the lekeach. So Memela, she has a shibud mukdemes to the second balchoiv. Wife number one has a shibud mukdemes to wife number two. So wife number one, even if she was mevata to the lekeach, that she won't be moitzi miyodoi, but she could take it away from the second. She has a shibud mukdemes even klapi the second one. Even though the second one never got it from the husband, the second one got it from the lekeach. And the first one didn't have a right against the lekeach. So the shniyah is moitzi miyodoi. The rishonah then turns around to the shniyah. The halakeach min harishayna. Lekeach has a right klapi the rishayna because the rishayna was mevater that she's not going to shter the right of the lekeach to the field. So you're going to keep on going around in circles. V'choizro is chalilo ad sheyasu pshor peneim. Every single one of them has a tviya against the other one. The rishayna has a tviya against the shniya. The shniya has a tviya against the lekeach. The lekeach has a tefillah gabi the rishayna. So they're going to have to work something out. V'chein b'al choyv, the same thing could be true, obviously, l'gabi choyv. It's not only about ksubis, all the halachs in these mishnayis are true l'gabi all choyvis. V'chein isha balas choyv. Here we're talking about where there was one woman with a choyv, one woman with a ksuba, and the husband sold two sodois that are meshubid to two different lekuchos. The maisa between the two fields, there was only kidei ksuba, so she has to be goyver from one of them. She writes to the second leker din edvarm en limach, she's not going to get in the way of his buying that field. So lemaisa, when she wants to collect the ksuba, so she's going to take away from the lekech rishon. She wrote dinu dvarim to the lekech sheni, who she's friendly with. The lekech rishon she's going to hold on to. But he now has an existing shibud against the field that was taken away from him. He has an existing shibud against the second one. Because if Reuven, who's the husband, sold fields to Shimon and Levi, if Shimon's field is impounded, he has a right now, as a Baal Chayv against Reuven, to collect the field that was sold to Levi. So he's going to take the field away from Levi. Now that he takes the field away from Levi, she's going to collect from him, from Shimon. But Levi has a right to take away her field because on that field, she signed off any schusim that she has for whatever Levi buys. So she's at the mercy of Levi. Levi's at the mercy of Shimon. And Shimon's at the mercy of her. So again, they're going to go around in circles until they work something out.